Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. When you register with BetMGM, you'll get instant access to a variety of parlay selection features, live betting options, and the best daily promotions in the business. And with BetMGM at your fingertips, every play and every game matters more than ever. Place your money line, prop, or parlay bets with the king of sportsbooks today. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. 21 plus and present in Ohio, subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards are non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire in 7 days. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in partnership with MGM Northfield Park.
You know how to book flights and hotels. All you're missing is a tool to plan the travel experiences you'll have once you arrive. That's why you need Viator. Book guided tours, activities, excursions, and more in one place to make your trip truly unforgettable. Viator has over 300,000 travel experiences to choose from. Everything from simple tours to extreme adventures and all the niche, interesting stuff in between. So you can plan something that everyone you're traveling with will enjoy. Real traveler reviews give the inside scoop from people who've already been on the experiences you're considering, so you can plan with confidence. Free cancellation helps you plan for the unexpected, and 24/7 customer support means you can travel worry-free. Download the Viator app now and use code Viator10 for 10% off your first booking in the app. Find travel experiences for you. Do more with Viator.
Hey, A to Z listeners, this is Jack here. And if you would like to become an exclusive subscriber to the show, you can hit the link in the description, and that will take you to our Red Circle page, where for $1.99 a month, you will get access to an extra 2 or 3 episodes each week. And be careful, don't hit that donation button if you want to become an exclusive subscriber, because the donation button is just a one-time donation. However, the exclusive subscriber button will give you access to the extra 2 or 3 episodes each week. So make sure you hit that exclusive subscriber button if you want access to the extra episodes. Now, let's get on with the show. Welcome to the A to Z English Podcast. My name is Jack, and I'm here with my co-host, Sochal. And today we are doing we're in the culture corner, I believe. We're in the culture corner, and we're talking about table manners in America, American table manners. And we kind of made a list of 5 kind of golden rules. And what are they, Sochal? What's number 1?
Don't put your elbows on the table. So if there's like the table surface, don't eat with your elbows like on the table. Yeah. And that's so different in other countries and cultures, because like in Mexico, there's no issue with putting your elbows on the table. In America, putting your wrists on the table is okay, but elbows it's just considered rude for some reason. I'm not really sure why.
It's so arbitrary. It's so dumb. Like, there's no reason for it, you know?
It is. There's
it's like a why? Children- Why, you know, don't be comfortable, you know?
Yeah. There's a children's rhyme that's like, insert a name, like Amy. Amy, Amy, if you're able, take your elbows off the table. This is not a horse's stable.
Yeah.
And it's like, I don't know why that even exists. I didn't know it was rude until I read it in like a book sometime in like the 3rd grade. So
I'll do it. I don't really care. I find that like the least offensive of the table manner crimes. So, you know, when I'm eating, I'll probably do it. You know, it depends on where I am. If I'm in like a fancy schmancy restaurant wearing a tuxedo, okay, I'm going to follow all the table manners. But, you know, if I'm like eating at a friend's house and they don't really care. I'll put my elbows on the table.
Yeah, I don't care. If you're like meeting your girlfriend or boyfriend's parents for the first time and they're American, like put your elbows on the table. Or if you're going to like a fancy dinner or like a work party or like a work party for your significant other or your own work party or whatever, some kind of formal event, then I would say like steer away from it. Because there's some people in the older generation, like boomers and older, that still care. But otherwise, if you're just at a casual house party or hanging out with some friends at a housewarming or something, like, it doesn't really matter, I don't think.
Yeah, keep your knees off the table. That's a bad thing.
Yeah, that's bad. Or your feet off the
table. Feet, yeah. Don't put your feet on the table.
Other cultures don't. That's like even more American to like put your feet on stuff. Like other cultures don't really do that. But
I know. I learned that the hard way. Yeah.
Jeez. Yeah. I knew that already. Thank you, Mom, Mexican Mom. Two, don't talk with your mouth full. Yeah. If you absolutely have to, one way that I do is like I cover my mouth when I'm talking, like when I'm eating, and I'm talking, I just do this. Because no one, like, the worst thing that can happen to you is that you're chewing and talking and like a piece of food flies out and hits someone else.
Oh, right in their glass or something.
Oh, God, or like in their face or on their hand, it's just, or in their plate, it's just, it's so cringy. So you want to avoid that, and that's why it's like no one wants to see.
Yeah, this is a tough one, because you know what'll happen is that as soon as you take a bite of the food, your boyfriend or girlfriend's mother or father will ask you a question immediately. So what do you do for a living? And you've got this mouthful of mashed potatoes. And the best thing you can do is, you, like Socha said, take a napkin and put it up over your mouth, chew, finish, swallow, take a little time. And, you know, usually people will try not to ask you questions right as you're...
It always happens. For me, I'll be like, like 1 second, please, kind of thing, like signaling that and finish. Or like another thing, if I'm in a less formal setting, I just kind of cover my mouth, like if I'm talking with friends or something, blah blah blah, and just have my hand over my mouth. What's the other one? Using a coaster. Not every country has coasters, because in the US we use a lot of wood designs and like wooden tables your glass can sweat. We also have like a lot of cold drinks or hot drinks, and so your glass can sweat, or the bottom rim of your cup can be hot. So you want to make sure that you use like a coaster, which is just like a flat little, usually round, sometimes square piece of like tile or what have you, that's like set there for you to put your glass on. So like if...
Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. When you register with BetMGM, you'll get instant access to a variety of parlay selection features, live betting options, and the best daily promotions in the business. And with BetMGM at your fingertips, every play and every game matters more than ever. Place your money line, prop, or parlay bets with the king of sportsbooks today. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. 21 plus and present in Ohio, subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards are non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire in 7 days. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in partnership with MGM Northfield Park.
You know how to book flights and hotels. All you're missing is a tool to plan the travel experiences you'll have once you arrive. That's why you need Viator. Book guided tours, activities, excursions, and more in one place to make your trip truly unforgettable. Viator has over 300,000 travel experiences to choose from. Everything from simple tours to extreme adventures and all the niche, interesting stuff in between. So you can plan something that everyone you're traveling with will enjoy. Real traveler reviews give the inside scoop from people who've already been on the experiences you're considering, so you can plan with confidence. Free cancellation helps you plan for the unexpected, and 24/7 customer support means you can travel worry-free. Download the Viator app now and use code Viator10 for 10% off your first booking in the app. Find travel experiences for you. Do more with Viator.
Save big money on your outdoor project now at Menards. We have everything you need to keep your outdoor power equipment running smooth, so you can keep that lawn in tip-top shape. or enjoy some time on your boat. Right now, all FVP, lawn and garden, and marine batteries are on sale through May 5th. Check out our entire selection of FVP batteries today and view our weekly flyer on Menards.com for more great deals. Save big money
at Menards. A restaurant or someplace has a coaster available, or you go to someone's house and they have coasters, like, just make sure you use it before you put your glass down on like their wooden table, because it can leave a mark.
Yeah, that's right. It leaves like a ring around the wood, and then they have to refinish the table. I just thought of a couple other ones. This is your pet peeve. Push your chair in after you're done.
Yes.
That's good. Yes. Etiquette. And
make sure to push your chair in. The other one is eating noises. I know in Korea, Jack, it's like that's showing that you're enjoying the food kind of anyway.
Right, slurping
like,
noodles, right? The
That's so good. You so know, good. Like that's like, Koreans are so animated when they eat, and I really enjoyed that about Korean culture. But if you're from a culture where people are pretty animated when they eat, like when you go to the US, don't make those like slurping noises, don't make loud chewing noises, like smacking, like
chew with like, your mouth closed, and keep it as quiet as you possibly can. Like that's basically the
because being loud and stuff and making these eating noises, a lot of people in the US are so offended by it. Like there's even a word for it, which is like misophonia or something like that. I'm not super sure, but I believe that's right.
They and get nauseous or sick from like food sounds, like they can't take it. Yeah.
Some people smacking. I honestly think that's just, I'm sorry. I think it's ridiculous.
Yeah, they're just weak people. Like, they deserve to suffer. Yeah.
But for some people, it can be really serious. Like, I knew kids who would, like, eat lunch at the principal's office because they could not be around it, like, around listening to other people eat. So, the U.S. is a weird culture in that way. So just try to keep it as quiet as possible.
Oh, one more. Don't pick your teeth. No toothpicks. At the table.
Well, sometimes there are toothpicks but don't do it at the table. Sometimes you'll see toothpicks available to you at a restaurant, but just do it like in private, because it's like very cringy.
Well, in Korea, and sometimes I'll cover my mouth, you know.
Yeah.
You can cover your mouth.
I think that can be okay.
Yeah.
My dad does that. But yes, it can be very cringy and
you don't want to, you want to make a good impression with the, you know, with your,
seeing your in-laws or at a work party or having lunch with your boss, don't do it. Don't even cover your mouth and do it. It's not worth the risk.
No,
you know, it's not worth the risk.
Into the bathroom,
Something. I think that's fine. But no, that is such a rude one.
Yeah.
It can go wrong quickly. So I think that's pretty much it, I would say. There are other ones.
No, body sounds, you know, like belching
at the table. Right, people try to keep their mouth closed and either cover their mouth like this or with a napkin. Like if you burp, you know, don't like burp loudly. And
it doesn't mean you're enjoying yourself. You're enjoying yourself too much. You know, you're too
comfortable. Yeah, people are definitely going to make a face at you if you burp at the table.
Yeah.
I think those are it. Let us know if you have any other cultural questions. I would actually really love to hear whether any of these things are rude in your country and your culture, or what things are considered rude in your country or culture. And even things specifically that you notice Americans doing, like in the movies or American friends that you have that are considered rude in your culture. I'm really interested to hear and know about that. I know in Japan, there's something that they say horse laugh about Americans, because we laugh with our head back, like, ha, ha, ha. So it's like a horse.
I just did it. I'm like, ha, ha. Yeah.
So I definitely do that horse laugh. Apparently in Japan, it's impolite, and you're supposed to like cover your mouth when you laugh and do kind of a dainty laugh. I have that boisterous laugh, so.
That one's going to be hard to change. I don't know. Yeah. I guess it would just be the horse laugher. Yeah.
So yeah, just let us know what it's like in your country. I'm very curious to know. Leave us a comment at A to Z English Podcast.com. It really helps with visibility. Also, shoot us an email at A to Z English Podcast@gmail.com. Jack and I would love to have an episode dedicated to talking about things that are rude in your culture, and we can definitely do that through an email. It can be easier sometimes to sort through the emails than it is to sort through all your responses in the group chat. And make sure to join the group chat, the WeChat and the WhatsApp group, so that you can talk to us directly. And we love chatting with you guys on there. See you guys next time. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.
Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. When you register with BetMGM, you'll get instant access to a variety of parlay selection features, live betting options, and the best daily promotions in the business. And with BetMGM at your fingertips, every play and every game matters more than ever. Place your money line, prop, or parlay bets with the king of sportsbooks today. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. 21 plus and present in Ohio, subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards are non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire in 7 days. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in partnership with MGM Northfield Park.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.